tonight. Sorry about that. Well, good morning, everyone. For a few months now, we've been studying the first chapters of which book?
Revelation.
And the last few weeks, we've been talking about the churches in the chapter 2 and chapter 3. We understand that the book of Revelation contains a lot of symbolic language, and this sometimes may struck us in awe and sometimes may scare us if we try to imagine all these things literally. Now, we can also see that these churches, they received praise for things they were doing good, and they also received rebukes, solution, and consequence of disobedience, and the promise for those who conquer. Now, today we're going to look at Revelation chapter 4, where John sees the throne in heaven. We're going to start going verse by verse and see what this means to us. If we look at verse 1, we see it says, "After this I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, 'Come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this.'" So we see here there's a door standing open in heaven. This indicates that there is an entrance, and the door can symbolize Jesus himself, who said in John 10, verse 9, that he is the door, and if anyone enters by him, they will be saved. We also see there's a voice, the first voice which I heard speaking to me like a trumpet. This refers to the same voice we hear in Revelation 1, 10. It's a clear and authoritative voice. We'll look now at verse 2. "At once I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne stood in heaven with one seated on the throne." So at once I was in the spirit. This is John receiving a revelation. And there's a throne in heaven with one seated on the throne. We see here that there is just one throne alone and just one person sitting on the throne, and this is displaying a position of majesty and authority. Okay, so it's just a trumpet here. Okay, let's continue at chapter 3. "And he who sat there had the appearance of jasper and carnelian, and round the throne was a rainbow that had the appearance of an emerald." We see here jasper and carnelian. These symbolizes gemstones, radiant, precious stones, because to have God in our lives, it is the most precious thing to have. It's worth it all. We can also look at the parable of the pearl of great value in Matthew 13, 45 and 46. "Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, who on finding one pearl of great value went and sold all that he had and bought it." So we see this merchant, he sold everything to have this precious pearl. That is having God in our lives, just surrendering it all to have him as our Lord, as our Savior. To have the Lord, it's worth much more than having anything else. "Round the throne was a rainbow that had the appearance of emerald." If we look at what the rainbow symbolizes, it refers back to the promise of God to Noah and mankind in Genesis 9. We're going to continue verse 4. "Round the throne, there were 24 thrones, and seated on the thrones were 24 elders clothed in white garments with golden crowns on their heads." So we see the throne of God was the central throne in here. It was surrounded by other 24 thrones where 24 elders were seated. They were clothed in white garments with golden crown on their heads. Verse 5, "From the throne," that's God's throne, "came flashes of lightning, rumblings and peals of thunder." As Lucinda says, it's not quiet in heaven. But this can also reflect back to Mount Sinai, where God gave Moses the Ten Commandments. Verse 6, "Before the throne, there was as if as it were, a sea of glass like crystal, transparent and radiant. And round the throne, on each side of the throne, four living creatures full of eyes in front and behind. So these creatures, full of eyes, they see everything all around. Verse 7, the first creature like a lion, the second living creature like an ox, the third living creature with the face of a man, and the fourth living creature like an eagle in flight. Now, when we were talking about these in one of our meetings with the team, we said that it can also, some people say that it means what Jesus, the way Jesus was portrayed in the four Gospels. In Matthew, he is portrayed like the King of Kings, which is the lion. In Mark, the servant of God and the servant of man, the ox. In Luke, he was described as a man, as a leader, as a friend. And in John, strong and all-powerful God, an eagle in flight. Verse 8, the four living creatures, day and night, never cease to say, "Holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." This means that they never stopped worshiping and praising the holy and almighty and eternal God. And verse 9, 10, and 11. And whenever the living creatures give glory and honor to and thanks to him who is seated on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him who is seated on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever. They cast their crowns before him, before the throne, saying, "Worthy are you, O Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created." We see that these 24 elders, together with the four living creatures, they had a crown, they had a throne, but they stood up from their crown, from their throne, and they cast their crown and they fell down in front of the throne, acknowledging the Almighty God, the Creator, that without him, because they because God created everything, without him, they are nothing. So what does this mean to for us, and how does this apply to our lives? We can see that despite of all the struggles that the seven churches were going through, we see that there is hope and there is an open door. We see in chapter 2 and 3 that there is a great reward for the obedient churches. The first seven verses in chapter 4, they describe the heavenly throne. And for the most part, we see that John had to use comparisons, for example, like a trumpet, and the appearance like an emerald, as if it were a sea of glass, like crystal. This indicates that the surroundings were similar to things that we know here on earth, but that they were not exactly, probably not exactly the same. I believe that these things, because they were in the presence of God, they were even more beautiful, even more radiant and shining because of his glory and because of his perfection. As we can see in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9, "But as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, is what God has prepared for those who love him." So what we see some beautiful things here on earth. Maybe for some of us, something beautiful is a beautiful gemstone, but for other of us, it's a beautiful landscape. It's a beautiful holiday destination. We see all these things, these wonderful things that God has created. But this is even more bigger than what we can imagine, even bigger than what we can see in photos and in magazines. This is even more radiant because God is there and he has prepared this for those who love him. Now we look at the last four verses, and this speaks about the attitude of the 24 elders. Each of these 24 elders, they had a throne surrounding God's throne, and each of them, they wore a crown. But in reverence and worship, they surrendered their position by giving God all honor and glory. "There will come a day when all knee shall bow and every tongue will confess him. But what an honor will it be to willingly bow our knee in front of the throne and confess him as our Lord in our lives." So my question, or our question, what we should ask ourselves this morning is, Am I surrendering every aspect of my life to the one on the throne? Am I standing up from my throne and falling down before his throne? Am I casting down my crown to him? So the question is, who is in charge of our lives? We all have different crowns that we wear or different titles that we have. Some of us are teenagers going to school. Some of us have a profession, maybe a teacher. Maybe some of us are counselors. Some of us are chefs. So each one of us, we have a different position. Some of us are moms, dads, grandparents. But when it comes before the throne, are we surrendering this to him, asking him, Lord, take this burden from me and help me. Take this from me and make it your way, your will. So who's in charge of my life? Who's in charge of my family? Who's in charge of my career? Who's in charge of my decisions? Who's in charge of my point of view? It should not be our point of view, but it should be his point of view. It should not be our decisions, but his will. And this is not only in times of need. Sometimes in times of need, I seek God more, and I pray more, and I listen more to his word, and I read more his word. In times of sickness or difficult circumstances, sometimes we tend to go and pray more and be more spiritual, as it were. But it should also be in time when we have our crown and our throne. In this time, when all is well, when we have health, when we are financially blessed, when life seems to go smooth and we don't have tough decisions to make, is he also the king then, or are we the kings and queens of our throne? Who are we giving our throne to in those times of need, in those times of difficulties, and who are we giving our throne to in times when everything is well? Are we giving it to him, or is he just a symbol then to us that we just come and I come here and sing about once a week? Or is he then, when everything is going well, is he also the king of my life? We just sang the song that says, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. And then there's this part that says, you are my everything. So is he your everything this morning? Are you surrendering your needs, your trials, but also your victories and your triumphs to him? Are you doing this as the 24 elders in this chapter? Is he really our everything? Like Julie said, are you giving your burdens to him, or are you carrying these all alone? His burden is easy and light. You don't have to go it all alone, but you have to make him the king of your throne and give him your crown, because he is our king. Amen.
Oh my. I mean, we have spent time together over the past few weeks and reading this chapter, and it has just